One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host. The aforementioned podcast, and alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson, our producer, Andy Lara. Good to see everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
To us. We're doing it, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. So we have John Crist on our episode today. Mm-hmm. John, we talked for like over an hour, so we're going to get into it pretty quick. John has a new special out on his YouTube page called Emotional Support. I've known John for 10 years.
Yeah.
Met him pretty early on, toured with him for a while. We talk a little bit about that. We talk about family group texts. We talk about how arguing with people online won't make you happy.
We get into it.
Some family group text drama, some sports team drama, not being able to think of anything in the communion line drama, lots of stuff. So,
We talk about his girlfriend and
we talk a lot about Lydia.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And going to shows,
not
other
specifics
comics.
About her life, but going to other comics, jealousy, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, good episode. And we won't do too long of an intro here because it's a long episode. And you guys, your time is valuable. So,
that's right. I could plug the next Zoom if you want or not.
Yeah, do it. Patreon, way to give a little more to the pod and get a little more from the pod. We do monthly hangs with our patrons.
That's right.
And
can't find it now. I got to find it. I said I was going to find it. I'm sorry.
I'm going to just be quiet and wait for you to find it.
I know it's a Tuesday in April. I know that. Oh, I found it. okay. It's bad titling, you know?
Yeah.
You do that on your calendar. Zoom Hang is coming up Tuesday, April 22nd. Zoom Hang.
Sweet. Yep. See you guys then. Enjoy this episode. Bye.
All right, bye.
You're a changed man. 11:30. You're a half an hour early.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
We were just, maybe you saw it. There was like a viral clip of these guys debating. I don't even know what the debate was, but
some government
whether or not
funding.
Government agencies get tax cuts. And there's just this very confident young person going like, yes, they do. You're wrong. And the guy who knows what he's talking about is like, no, man, government agencies are funded by the taxes. And he's like, no, they're not. And I was just saying, like, that's modern. You could blame anybody you want. You could blame Trump. You could blame Stephen A. Smith. You could blame anybody who's on TV where they just go like, it doesn't really matter what is true or not true. You just say it confidently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like liberal.
What are you talking about? My whole act? Dude.
We are just in. Isn't it? Yeah, go ahead.
It's that Shane. Isn't it that Shane Gillis bit where he was like, Trump was like, nope. And you're like, I didn't know you could do that for like the debates. He goes, nope, wrong. And then everybody was like, dang, I didn't know you could do that in debates. And he's like, yeah, that's what we do now.
Well, and it's like when the New York Times makes an error, and they do. They make any, they admit the error the next day. Mm-hmm. Nobody sees the admission of fault. And and so like if you watch a debate and there's a ton of fact checking, nobody sees that in real time. It's way too late. And then you can't just also be like, if somebody went to like, Rachel Maddow, that's an incorrect fact. They'll be like, well, where did you get that news from? Your source is wrong. You're like, I don't think there's a truth anymore.
You're like, I don't think we're getting like, I think we said on our podcast, and not to be the guy that mentions
podcast. Okay.
No, right. I knew I said it when I
I wrote about this in my book.
I knew I didn't like it.
You ever do that? You ever try and mention something in your book without sounding so pretentious?
You sounded like the worst person ever. Yeah. We said, hey, we had a good run with the conspiracy theories. It was a fun era.
Yeah.
Like post-COVID. But I said, to your point, like, you know, when that boat hit that bridge, they were like, it's the Chinese taking over our grid. They're trying to terrorism. And I go, okay, if you say that, you got to follow up.
Yeah.
And be like, my bad. Like when the hurricane, they were like in Asheville, North Carolina, the government caused the hurricane to take people's property in Asheville so they could mine lithium under the for iPhones.
Right.
And I was like, you're the internet's a wild west. You're free to say that.
Sure.
If that's not true, you gotta be like,
you gotta take the L. You gotta be like,
but there's no L's.
Yeah.
So you can just say whatever, everybody can say whatever they want.
You think like with AI or something, we could just have captions underneath
Like
generating like what is actually factual.
Elon's Twitter. Elon's trying on community notes and it's a disaster. That app is
It's a disaster.
It's so, because then people will start debating the community notes and it's just hard to know. It's hard to know. And at a certain point, it's hard to care. About.
It's like the middle school equivalent of got him.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I don't really like it's hard for like a news story to really. I was telling Mel this, like I listen to Colin Cowherd, the sports guy, all the time. And he said the other day, goes, one of the great things about having gray hair is you've seen everything happen three times. And I was like, well, we're at the age now where we've seen everything happen at least twice. This is its second time through. And we're like,
seen this.
I remember that. Okay, we got one of those now. And we were talking about it in parenting. I remember when I was touring with you back in the day, the big thing, and I had a joke.
It wasn't that long ago, dude.
No, I mean, 7-8 years ago. Yeah. I mean, in your life, back in the 20 day. Years ago.
Lots happened.
I had a joke about it. If you remember, there's that thing like Marie Kondo. And what was her, like?
Her thing was like, tidy everything or get rid of everything that doesn't bring you joy.
If it doesn't serve you,
get rid of it. And so
my joke
was like, it's pretty hack. Like, it just like, I got rid of my kids, you know? And then John would flop on the floor and slap the stool or whatever he does.
I can't believe he said it. Yeah. Classic.
11 nights in a row.
No way. Dude, I'll drink the water just right on time, go spit it out. That's a method actor.
That's a consummate professional right there.
That's a method actor. Well, I think Stephen A has a good point, because like in like LA, when they were like, dude, like in 2020, like this looting is bad. Like, dude, have you ever heard of the LA riots?
Right.
They burned block after block.
Yeah.
Like that, like I understand you think this is bad. And if you're in your 20s, you're like, this is the end of the world.
Yeah.
And I was hoping
but just
you,
a little bit of.
I was hoping you would bring up some race riots in our in our funny podcast about family. I was trying to get into
5 minutes in, dude.
I was trying to get into a bit about what modern parenting trends are to get your non-parenting take. But sure, hit me with your Rodney King take.
Oh, I thought we were doing a yes and today. You're like, yes and. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Oh, this is an improv comedy. Oh, my bad. And I also say, now that I'm looking at myself, I am wearing my own merch.
Yeah.
And I apologize for that also.
Listen, yeah. We've mentioned the book, the pod, the special.
What else do you need to plug?
They're like, I thought John went to rehab. I thought he was changed. No, same guy. Dude.
No, he doesn't same drink guy. Anymore. He doesn't.
He's worse. He is. Other than that, he's worse.
Yeah, no.
We prefer it when he was drinking.
No, I'm here to tell you, he is not worse. you've made some really positive changes in your life, and I'm very grateful to be your friend.
Amen, brother. We made it through, brother, somehow.
I would love to hear your take on this, though, because, you know, big Christian family, you know, your stuff's pretty well documented as far as your family life. There's a new, we talked about this on our episode 2 weeks ago. There's this new thing called Let Them. And
oh, I know. I've heard that.
And the basic idea is like, let your kids in this situation kind of deal with the natural consequences. Like if they forget their lunch, don't let bring them their lunch. Let them be hungry. And then they'll remember
their lunch.
They'll remember their lunch when they're hungry or whatever. Like,
and then they'll never forget it again.
Exactly.
That type of thing.
That's the basic premise of this. I would love your thoughts on this. You know.
Okay. Well, all right. I went to, and I'm going to tie this in, but me and my girlfriend went to the Taylor Swift concert in New Orleans back last fall.
Uh huh.
And you're like, how's this tie in? All sitting there.
Yeah. We've already covered race riots. So,
yeah, you got it. Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor. So,
let's start with the vaccine.
Yeah. How do you feel? Travis Kelce commercial.
Anyways, you're in New Orleans at Taylor Swift.
And she's up there going, all guys are toxic. And it worked. That, like Scooter Braun screwed me out of my record deal. That, like, kind of works for Taylor. I don't know if this is going to make sense. But she's like made a career out of it. She made billions of dollars. That's kind of a personality. I'm looking at everybody in our section. I'm like, y'all might need to figure out how to get along with your uncle at Christmas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The let them people are like, that's someone that's like way later on in life. It's been like kind of like there's probably a lot of broken relationships and that and the rescuing. And that might be the way for other people to adopt anything from a 90-second clip. Like, when me and my girlfriend have disagreements, like, we swear to each other, don't send reels. Or, like, you can send funny reels, but don't send, like, I've heard these three things about relationships. Yeah. Never send it. You guys do that?
Our daughter sends those to us.
Our daughter sends them to us. But...
about parenting?
Yeah.
About things that parents need to do for kids.
Yes.
This is the phone we bought her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I'm gonna need to. I'm gonna need to let them pay for their own cell phone bill.
Yeah.
But that is so funny. The passive aggressive Instagram reel is such a funny idea. Of just being like, oh, look at that. You could work on this.
Five things to never do.
Yeah.
Yeah. To like,
Those. Yeah.
Or like, you know, the green flag, red flag guy on TikTok.
Yes,
have you ever seen? If you just started sending me his stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is a green flag guy. I just thought you might want to see this.
What I would pay for, by the way, and if Elon Musk could work this out, is if you could see some content. Like get some propaganda going where like you could get that on their feed without
you
if your daughter
is
if your daughter's scrolling and you could be like, five things that you need to be grateful for your parents that you have a cell phone. If you could get that on her feed without you sending it, that I would pay for.
If you could run some sponsored ads in their feed.
They're like, how did this get here? We're like, hey, if you are looking at a cell phone right now and somebody else is paying for it, go thank them.
Yeah.
Like, if we could get that over there.
Yeah. And then, like, a pause that they couldn't swipe off.
Yeah, can't skip the ad. This would be the modern day equivalent of, like, hey, you know, there's kids in China that don't have food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
this is perfect.
This is old school parenting. Back on the phone.
Yeah.
Or you grab it and go, you're like, I need to look at your phone for an hour, which I don't think you're allowed to do that as a parent anymore, right? You can't do that.
No authority. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You give your kid a phone so you can take it away. That's why you give them, that's modern discipline. It's way more effective than anything else.
Dude, you haven't been out with me for a while, but you're like, oh, I bet John's act has progressed. I bet he's different. It's the same. I mean, it's a different joke. It's different, but I ask a kid, I talk about, we got to start hitting these kids or whatever. I've been saying that for years. I ask a kid in the front, anytime we do the thing on stage at the end with all three comics,
yeah.
I always ask a kid what his worst discipline is.
Wow.
And it's hilarious. That's it's so everything. Funny. It's the cell phone taken away.
It's all,
No,
I had to be alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is worse discipline for the parents, by the way.
Yeah. You ever gone to a volleyball tournament without an iPad?
Oh, no, 100%. No, I don't want to take my kids' stuff away because now I'm like, oh, now I got to entertain you like it's the 1900s.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Talk?
No,
dude. Yeah, well, taking away a kid's stuff is no TV for a week.
Yeah.
That's worse for the parent.
Well, it's hard to take devices away because kids don't have outside the way that we all did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking like we're in our 40s.
Exactly.
Now
yeah.
we're here.
And you feel for them there because you're like, we didn't. First off, I watched a lot of TV as a kid. I'm not gonna lie. Like
we didn't have cable, so
kids and their devices. I'm like, I watched a lot of MTV and Nickelodeon.
A lot of good TV. Yeah.
I didn't grow up with reels. I grew up with Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. same.
The Weasel. Yeah. Same idea.
If you grew up there is no, if they go take away your kids' stuff, what do they do?
I watched Happy Gilmore 30 times one summer. We would just run the same movie.
You and every like 14-year-old boy. In 95 or 8 or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I dream of it. Like, people watch like my niece and nephews came over because they're like, we want to hang at Uncle John's house because I like let them do, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. You let them.
Yeah. I let them. So they here's what they wanted to do. No, really. They wanted to watch, so they don't have YouTube at their house. They don't have, I don't know what their situation is going on over there. You know, my sister, who knows, she read a blog or something. Dude, they wanted to watch, and we did this for 2 days. Mr. Beast. But Mr. Beast is playing video games, Minecraft, with his buddies.
Yep.
We watched that for 2 days.
Yep.
For 2 days.
Yep.
It's pretty fun.
They love it.
They love it, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cheat code. I wish I could do that.
And it was, I know. Yeah, like, we're out
I was
here.
Like, this is the dream.
We're out here like writing ideas.
So much content.
Putting on costumes. Looking like an idiot in Target.
This guy, I'm like, I got to call Trey Kennedy to fly in to make a video together with this guy. You could just flip on a YouTuber and watch it.
Yeah.
And they were happy. They were thrilled.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I making fun of them? They win.
They win. Yeah.
They win.
They were doing that anyways.
I'm thinking about the existential burdens of what happens. You're like, dude, I think Jeff Dye used to have a bit about that. He's like, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I'm dumb. And he's like, this is better. It's a better way.
Yeah. They,
and it might be.
There is something to what they're doing there. It's the same thing when you watch like a reaction video, is that it is like a digital kind of like community. they feel a sense of that they're doing something with somebody. So they get to like,
oh, my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're like, I'm kind
of. They feel like they're playing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And they're watching someone who's kind of entertaining react and do it at the same time. I like that way more than I like watching actors and actresses that like get in costumes and go to award shows.
That's a great point.
I would. I think that's a way better form of entertainment. Like, I like watching reaction videos, like No Life Shaq. That's, like, one of my favorite YouTube channels. Just a guy. Yeah, like, it's essentially, if you can see, like, a cool
he's
black.
He's kind of looking outside. He's looking kind of outside of the screen into your living room and going, right?
Right, exactly.
And you're kind of, you are kind of a part of it.
Yeah, it's it's kind of a, you're feeling it. There's something to it there together, you know, because.
That's interesting. I mean, there's it's a definitely a facade.
Yeah.
But it feels better.
Yeah, well,
you're definitely not a part of. You definitely don't know Mr. Beast.
Same thing as a video podcast or a.
Whoa!
It's not real.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people like I feel like I'm talking to John Chris right now. Yeah. Like, all right, wait a minute.
And you're like that was the news story.
John, did your niece nephew? Did they ask you to DoorDash anything when? They were at your house.
We stopped by the gas station.
Gas station snacks.
Old school.
Yeah. Which I don't.
This is some good.
The OG DoorDash.
Uncle. Parent, you know.
The original door. Yeah.
Uncle
and I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was surprised I still had that in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could stop. Dude, we went to like last Christmas. I took my niece and nephew to Target and they could pick something out. I didn't know that was still a thing you had.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know I still had that, a card to play.
That's always a good card.
Yeah. You didn't even know you had a physical debit card anymore.
I did. Yeah. I was like,
They still have carts in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know. Yeah. And as a Christian, I don't even support Target. But I'm just joking. Yeah.
So you're at the Sam's Club.
You were there protesting
it is why you were there. You're out marching.
I was like, I'm already here. Drop the kids off.
I'm going to teach them about history.
Get them a sign.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but maybe we went to Walgreens and they could get a toy and a candy. And that's a truck. But it was the time of their lives.
There was. Yeah.
We do that on vacations. We're like, this is a gas station. Get whatever you need tonight. We're not.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing else,
dude. When you tell your kid
like a Gatorade,
when you let him get a snack and a bev,
go for it.
Everyone gets a snack. Oh, this is the best day of my life.
And didn't we? We're in our 40s. We're dead inside.
Yeah, I haven't felt anything in years. Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made it
if you can get a snack and a drink at a
gas
station.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been chasing that high. I sent my other nephew. I mean, I'm sounding like a really good uncle right now, but I got him a diecast Chase Elliott NASCAR for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister-in-law sent me a video. His birthday's in 3 weeks. I could literally bring it up. Birthday's in 3 weeks. And I said, she makes a video and said, John sent you a gift for your birthday. You already got one present. His birthday's in a month.
Yeah.
I said, I dream of this level of happiness.
Yeah, the kids.
He was so stoked.
Yeah.
He was like, he was like, what?
Yeah.
And the hype.
In a month. I go, I'm trying to, this kid wins.
Yeah. You would have to be in the car with Chase Elliott to even get 50% of that adrenaline and feeling anymore. You just have to go 180 around Daytona's.
And he's like, actually, do you want to drive? And it's like also Daytona, also somehow Dale Earnhardt's back.
Yeah.
Also somehow I have all the skills to feel something.
Yeah.
And even then I'd be like, I wonder how many people reposted this.
Are we filming?
Where's the camera crew, dude?
Oh, I didn't capture this?
Yeah.
I was thinking,
I will
yeah.
say. Go ahead. No, you go.
Well, that was it. No, I want to hear what you said. I was just going to say, when I did a first pitch, I was thinking like, hey, we're getting good photos of this, right?
Gosh, dude. Yeah.
What were you going to say, though?
You can't. Well, they make fun of me all the time when they're like, countdown to how long it is until John mentions going to rehab.
Right.
And this is about 30 minutes. So here we are.
No, 21.
But okay. So they, I think I talked to you before about this. There's obviously no drugs, no alcohol, no women. There's no sugar. There's no caffeine. There's no fiction books. There's no radio. There's no, even if you get a runner's high from like working out, they take that away from you. So you, there's no
stimulant
anything
yeah
for 45 days, and I'm telling you, I go, dude, we drove on the way to it, we had to like ride horses every Thursday, which you're probably gonna make fun of you for that, but on the way we would look, there was a McDonald's, and I go, if I could ever get back into that
into a McDonald's,
oh, dude, it would be my, I was like, I want to get out of this so I could possibly maybe have the chance to get back in. And that's, I think, we're kind of joking, but like, if you could restore the wonder of like going down to like the beach in San Diego and seeing those seals for the first time, you're like, holy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like, do. Yeah.
God, that would be,
also,
yeah.
I'm not going to make fun of you for, I'm not going for you for rehab, man. I don't think I've ever made fun of you for rehab.
Well, the horses.
Yes, you
have. Yeah.
The horses. Yeah. I've made fun of horse therapy.
It's,
yeah.
You know.
It's equine therapy, dude. It, yeah, it's equine therapy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say equine. Equine therapy sounds like something that you get at Equinox. You know, you're like, all
it's
right,
an extra.
Well,
it's part of the bundle.
Exactly. It's part of the bundle. Sometimes you make fun of something and you go, it probably works, but I'm not going to not make fun of it.
Yeah. We should make fun of this.
Yeah.
It's ripe for making fun of. Yeah.
But that, no, I'm not going to make fun of you for going to rehab. I was pretty actively involved in your life. I don't think we've ever talked about this publicly. When all of
that,
I did send you when all of that went down. And, you know, it's so like that stuff happens publicly and everyone has like a public take about it and they're entitled to it. Like we're public figures or whatever. So everyone's got like a hot thing, but even regardless of that, you're like, yeah, but when it's your friend, you have a totally different relationship with it.
You're like,
I'm not justifying a single thing here that this person did or did not do. And I'm not speaking about you specifically. I'm talking about generally here. You're like, but I'm the friend here. You know, like it's
I'm on the other side.
Yeah. I'm on the other side of like, especially as a Christian, like my job is to actually enter into this a little bit.
Yeah, to help.
If only there was a verse about bearing burdens.
I think we cut that. We edited that one out.
But where you just go like, all right, well, I'm not going to justify any of this, but, you know, I'm going to try and be a loving and supportive friend. The point being, I'm not ever going to make fun of that. I'll make fun of your act for days.
For sure, as you should.
And you should make fun of mine. You're like, you're talking about how hard it is being a parent again. Go. Oh, really pushing the envelope, Dustin.
Yeah. I saw Dustin. Yeah, I saw his most recent hour.
Yeah. It's the third time I've seen it. Different jokes.
As we should.
I saw Dustin yelling a tweet in his phone at the airport again. All right.
I think he's doing good, dude.
Yeah.
I think he's doing great.
He's doing the same thing.
Yeah, you went, and that gives me like every time I see somebody that does something they love, whether it's a sport or even if it's people's relationships with their kids or their comedic entertainer, whatever they are, and they've done something in their personal life that is going to make it harder for them to do the thing that they love. Mm-hmm. I feel sadness every time.
Yeah.
Whether that's a professional baseball player gets caught using PEDs or gets a domestic situation. I go, well, if he's in the NFL, I know he loves that.
Right.
Yeah. And now he can't do that anymore because of something that's going on in his personal life. I've never have a joke for something like that.
Right. Yeah, no, that
it's
makes
sad
sense.
Every time.
It's sad every time, and it's sad for everybody involved.
Yeah, you know, every time.
Yeah, in the court of public opinion, it's really easy to, like, you know, be really mean.
Oh yeah,
and so fast, and you know. Yeah.
Well, and some of it's like that's the role that everybody plays in it. Which is like, okay, here's a public figure, here's the scandal, here's some people that are hurt, and here's some people that are reacting to that, and this is the, and then, but then there's the individual, and then there's the individual's friends and family, who are like, I'm not saying this is cool or anything, but my job is to see if we can help you as a friend here a little bit and help get you out of this mess. Yeah. And you send in the horses.
And he's like, John's not. Yeah, I mean, dude, I mean, it makes it tough. I'll tell you this: where if you are, that we joke, Derek Stroop, who we out on the road with a bunch. He wouldn't have any problem with me saying this. He likes to get into it with people on the internet.
Yeah,
on Facebook.
Yeah,
where it's Facebook. Whatever. He loves getting into it, and usually comics fighting about something, or if it's y'all all told me that this school was going to be bad at football, but look at them now. I told you, like he loves getting
great.
If you are like. People get mad and yell at people on the internet and call them all kind of names. And this happened to me before. If you're in a situation in life, because I told him last week, I took the bait. Somebody DM'd me something and I was just not either in a good place. And I just go, you know what? I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. And I came back and I go, Derek, this feels awesome.
Yeah.
Like like I was playing basketball with some buddies. In between every game, I would run back to my phone and see if that person, and I go, does that make sense? I go, yes. I get it.
Yeah.
I get. And if you're not in a good place in life, it saying some wild stuff about some public figure, running back to the comments and see, oh, but you're fun at parties. Like,
yep.
It beats the alternative.
Yeah.
If you're not in a good place.
If you're not in a good spot, absolutely.
Like hate watching stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
The drug.
I don't even know if it's an addiction or whatever it is, but I do get it.
It is. You definitely get a dopamine hit. Your brain.
We do it with each other. We do it with each other. Me and you.
Yeah. We absolutely. I think that there is an element to that. I
wonder what that is.
I'll tell you. I personally know I'm never happy at the end that I did it though. It never gives me the satisfaction that I hoped.
No.
Yeah.
And I will say, as you know, your girlfriend becomes your fiance and then your wife, and then if you throw some kids in there, save that for the road. I've ruined a couple afternoons.
Save that for the road.
DMing some people. I got into it this last week because we had a clip that's doing pretty well
for the road.
about us talking about how travel sports are a cult. And some people are like, these are clearly two non-athletes talking.
Oh,
I was like, I bet this kid's... And then they said, like, I bet this guy's kids clearly aren't athletes. And I'm
came after my kids?
And I was like, I was about to start posting my son's recruitment letters.
I was like,
10 years of travel basketball. She was a college runner. How dare... Yeah. And I started going to their pages.
Yeah. Looks like you put on a couple pounds. You're probably not an athlete either.
Because then one guy was like, I'd love to see your kid. But this, like, I guys like, dude, chill. And then he goes, I'd love to see your kids against mine. And I'm like,
Yeah, dude.
But it never goes well. It never...
Dude, I feel a second... I got a contact high hearing this story. This sounds awesome, dude.
All right, maybe I'll do it more. But save it for the road. Because it has ruined a few afternoons at home before. And I think Mel catches when I'm doing it. She'll be like... You got none of it in you. She's a private account.
No, I actually, before this podcast, he was bugging me because I looked at my phone. It's like this text thread about travel sports and we're doing this event and parking details. And I got spiraled into details of details.
Yeah, Mel, you know? This actually, okay.
So maybe this is the opposite. Yeah.
Can we hold you for can we hold you for an extra 10? Because this is one thing I'm wanted to talk about.
Wait, is it over?
Oh, great. Great. I'm happy to do a full episode with you. We'll do like 45.
You do an interview, you talk for a little bit, and then you got a guest for 30.
I never assume anybody wants to talk to us that long. You know?
we're just trying to be nice. Your time.
When I pitch it to people, I'm like, 25?
I got it. My bad.
I'm getting the text right now.
Well, so this is one of the things that Mel, so right before we started, Mel's like, I'd love, because she likes your group chat bit, text bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about how, like, that's a new thing, the group text. Like, group texts have been around for a while, but them being very cultural, like, you and I are on one with Weber. Me, you, and Weber got, and I'm like, that's my John Aaron ongoing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to respond right away.
But that's a save it for the road type thing, so we don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so you guys are all on the road on a Friday night.
I can't believe this guy.
Great. Can you see? And then it's fantastic. And
I have the opposite.
Yeah. But you don't have a lot of online, but Mel is in so many dramatic group texts.
Oh, yeah. Parenting stuff with all the
producer Andy is nodding his head, where it's like details of who's bringing what and what time, and it gets
in deep.
I've seen you spiral over this. You're like, I can't believe this woman.
she's bringing Gatorade, but somebody's like, is it sugar-free? Because I don't like that.
It's just like so many details. Like, I have two girls playing volleyball in the same league.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get, I've got like, so there's 12 players, that's 24 parents. So it's 48 parents in two different group chats. And they just like, we're talking about the same thing, but in two different, I can't even keep it straight. It's if you park here, but then you bring the cooler and like, what time do we need to be there? But the warm-ups are an hour before. And it's just like, it's very blob, but you have to read it.
Oh, but you're saying that Mel doesn't save it for the road is her equivalent of save it for the carpool line. She's bringing it home.
We got
payments, we got due dates, we're
at dinner.
Or one of the when there's like drama with the coach. That's always a good one. When they start complaining about the coach.
It does get juicier. It'll be like
because the coach is not on there, right?
No.
Correct.
Oh yeah. I love it. Can you add me to this? Can I be in this?
Playing time is
I'm like your kid's like private coach or something like that. He needs to be on. He does?
That's the equivalent
as a manager.
Of our kids. I've never even thought about this. This is the equivalent of like we have our family group chat, but this is like your bit where I bet our kids have a group chat that we need to see.
Yeah, they've
for
got
sure.
one without us.
Yeah.
About us.
Wait, how many of your kids have phones?
So two of them have like a proper iPhone, the high schoolers.
Yeah.
And then our youngest has like a basic, it can text pretty much. That's all it can do.
They're talking bad about you for sure.
And she's the funniest.
Yeah.
She has all the zingers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
They'll like make memes of us and stuff.
That's just tough, dude.
What was the one there? I feel like there was a group text that like someone every once in a while they'll kind of like passively aggressively take shots at like your kid or something you did or didn't brought.
Yeah.
Like, all right, everybody, let's just make sure we all try and show up on time this week.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And you're like,
Oh, is this about me?
Yeah. And you're like the one kid who was late
He's like, hey, just letting you know, everybody has to bring something sweet and something salty for the snack.
Yeah, exactly.
We know who this is for. We know what parent, but you got to say everybody. Or everybody, I like the one that, like, when I work in an office, hey, just so you know, the dress code, like, we know who you're sending this to.
Just send the picture of the guy that wore jeans and did too many down buttons.
Sandals to the office.
Because he's probably already in HR.
Yeah. This is like at school when you're like, threw up yesterday, they are not ready to come back to school yet.
Right.
And everyone's like, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Ryan's mom.
Yeah.
He wasn't ready.
Literally.
But that's where I'll lose Mel. I'll lose Mel in some
in the details,
some really deep group texts where I'm like, and you'll get real stressed because it gets personal and angry, and you do have a tendency, we've talked about, to take things personally.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm into this.
He's like, I think you're reading into this. I'm like, I'm not.
I'm literally not. Yeah, I think I'm reading it exactly as I'm reading it to you.
Well, I
there would be like,
go ahead. No,
well, then like, if when I was going out, when I was drinking a bunch and going to Broadway, they're like, my therapist would be like, "What's your best case scenario?" I was like, "All right, I go out. Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, and Morgan Wallen are sitting in a booth, and they're like, John Crist is here. What? Come over, hang with our group." And then Post Malone is there, and then there's a bunch of girls, and they're like, "I can't believe John's here." They're like, "Hold him back," and then Taylor Swift like DMs me and she's like, "Come over to our house." We're like, and my therapist was like, "Would that solve it?" And you go, "Oh,
yeah,
no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't." So like, what kid scenario? Like, dude, your kids got, for that guy that DM'd you, this guy's kids probably aren't even athletic. If you were like, "Hey, they got Premier One signature invite," or whatever the best one is. Mm-hmm. Would that do it?
No, I don't. I just need to win. I need my response to him to go viral, and a bunch of people be like, "Got him!" And then my comment gets a ton of likes over his.
You know what
kills me is like when somebody like that you're like. When they give a comment that makes you mad, and then that comment gets some likes, you're like,
"Oh, no,
I'm gonna lose."
If I see either of y'all post about your kids' accomplishments, I know what it's about. It's about that guy.
Yeah,
that said your kids aren't.
Did I tag him? Yes.
Yeah, the guy.
Just on another recruiting visit.
Yeah, we know. Like if you go, I sold out. We do it in comedy. I sold out the. This guy added shows.
Yeah.
What? This guy, dude. I'd be looking up other comics. I'd be looking up the venue sizes. You ever done that?
Oh, I wish
he's
I had.
He's got them all memorized.
He doesn't have to look them up, dude. He knows.
I never want to brag down. And I don't want to complain down, but one thing I appreciate about you, I have a lot of things I appreciate about, but one of them is like, I have a lot of friends who are much more successful than me. And so it is nice to celebrate with, and as particularly comics who took a while, you, Taylor, and Nate, where if I have a thing like a weekend I'm really proud of, a lot of time I'll send that to them and be like, "This is awesome." Cause you want to celebrate.
Yep.
So I had Comedy Works weekend that like pretty much sold clean at the South Club. And I sent a screen, and that's his home club.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, and I've toured
it's
there. I opened for you there. And I sent it to you, and I was like, "That's all. This is all. I want to celebrate, but I'm not going to send this to somebody else."
And you're not going to post
I post it, for the record, your fans appreciate that you post it. That's not entirely. Do you look to see who saw the story? Yes. We're all in the same game. But when you go and you're like, "Hey, I'm just next to Derek and Derek saw this," and I was like, "Nice."
Yeah. Well, Derek knows about the Comedy Works South.
Yeah, exactly. And Derek is a little closer to where I'm at career wise. I was like, "All right, I don't mind that Derek saw that." And I'm celebrating his wins, you know, as
100%.
Well.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that's what comics, like even all these things that we're saying today, people are like, "I can't believe they say that." Like you're like, you see somebody, you're like, "Dude, just be honest."
Yeah.
I think that's it. Everyone was upset with Southwest Airlines. They're like, "Just say you need more money for stockholders."
Yeah,
say it. And it will be like, that's all we do.
Yeah.
So you're like, I secretly looked up the venue sizes because I'm jealous of a competitor.
Right.
Yeah, dude, that's everybody. We're saying it out loud. You're like, I hate, if Mel's like, "I hate that other kid's parent because they drive a Lexus and I know her husband doesn't have a job that they can. That's a human thought.
Yeah.
No, I had
and
one.
And we're just saying
I had one that
out. We're saying it out loud. Yeah, go ahead, Mel.
Therapy bit, I was like, my kid missed a tournament and I showed up to practice and I wanted to be like, do you guys miss my kid at the tournament?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, really good to use her.
Secretly.
Yeah. And I
but
was
everybody
waiting
is also,
for
yeah,
compliments.
That's a perfect
I was waiting
one.
For compliments. Yeah.
Or like you want the team to lose because your kid wasn't there.
You know, I wish you had.
Gosh. That's why
tricky.
We all love the true crime, because you watch it and you go, oh, that ex-husband went down to Hattiesburg 6 weekends in a row.
Yeah.
What's going on down there? Because you're a human.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're human. And you go, they wouldn't be doing that if.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You go, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Not, and you know the human condition.
Right.
And we all live by the same kind of general rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So me and Dustin, we're not going to mention his name, but.
It's Aaron Weber.
We've long gone back and forth with this Christian, like Christian guy on the speaker circuit. They were like, there's no way he's that nice. There's no way.
Yeah.
This guy has to have skeletons in his closet.
Uh-huh.
He's so nice and giving. And we just go, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
We're all capable of that. Yeah, that's the point. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. If I'm thinking that about my kid, you know, she's the best.
Yeah, and I think I could be wrong, but if you go, hey, Dustin, I'm going to be honest. You go, that's why I love you.
Yeah.
That's why, and you and both, that's the same with me and Lydia. You go, yeah, don't say this is not what it is.
Yeah.
Then everybody goes, yeah, you're a fallen human being.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. I think that, like, there is an element to, like, getting that out and articulating it and, like, what we're just saying here. Claire, our youngest last night, she came in and last night she just dropped, like, all the, like, tea and gossip about her fellow middle school girls or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't tell you this, get Mel. Then we got in the car and she goes, like, sometimes it just feels so good to gossip to you and Mom. She's like, I'm not going to lie. I, like, love gossiping.
She does love to gossip.
And then she goes, and I really love gossiping to you and Mom because, like, you just, like, hear it. And she's like, I love gossiping to Gloria. And she's like, and family is so safe to gossip with. I'm like, keep that mindset in your head forever.
Mm-hmm. Keep this energy.
Nobody else is safe to gossip with, especially middle school girl. But what I was going to say was when we were talking about, like, the like that feeling of like the searching for the compliment or this was probably the whole gist of rehab or that feeling of like being competitive with your peers, like you have that and I recognize that and I articulate it and then I also try and get rid of it because it doesn't ever, it's like the comment, it never pays off. There is no version of this bringing you any sustaining amount of happiness, whether
that you win. Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's that fantasy on Broadway or like some level of success, like because there's
How many likes? Yeah.
There's
how
no
many likes on your comeback.
Exactly.
Is going to do it for you.
How long after your successful viral video until you're like, crap, I have to post another one.
Shoot.
Yeah. Where
I feel like,
where
God is up there and he's like, are y'all serious?
Yeah.
He's like,
what are we doing here?
Yeah. Hold on. Wait. Yeah. Who's unhappy? Wait, John?
Yeah.
Hold on. Look at all the, how did he, whoa. He didn't sell it out on the pre-sale and he's depressed?
Yes.
What?
Exactly. I think about it like waves on the shore where like this wave came in like a little further and that's exciting and stuff. And maybe this one didn't come out. Maybe the tide's going out this time and it's going a little further. And you're like, that's all exciting when that happens. But the point is that the ocean's still coming and going and everything's still turning, you know? Because that does not. Those like sell out. Like I had a great weekend in Denver and then I had a great weekend in St. Louis and then I had a very bad weekend after that. And you're just like, all right, I know this stuff won't make me. That compliment feels good for like a second, mm-hmm. but then you're like searching for it over and over.
Yeah, and then you replay it enough in your head, you're like, maybe they didn't mean it.
Yeah, and then you're like, I got to get to these horses. I got to get to these.
And they'll always be there for you. And they'll always be there for you. Well, that's why you just try to not to, whatever the sadness is, to try not to do something to keep it, just try to keep it on the tracks.
Yeah.
So like, I feel good gossiping to mom and dad. You're like, could be worse.
No, that's great. That's
you're
an
like,
honor.
Hey, I need, mm-hmm. it's not, Mel's like, I need to scroll some reels and drink a glass of wine. They're like, all right, we're on the tracks. If
right.
that's the, yeah. if it, yeah. And I've obviously gone off the tracks a couple times in my life. You're like, it's a, and now I think those feelings of anger, sadness, comparison, envy, jealousy aren't overwhelming enough to take it off the tracks. Mm. I still have them. I still go, mm-hmm. I wonder what that girl tagged me. I wonder what she's about. But it's not overwhelming enough to send her a message.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's just, mm-hmm. I still have human, I think that's what a lot of people miss about church, because they go there and go, dude, these people are not being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, what mm-hmm. do you mean you don't see? You didn't have any thoughts. You're lying.
Mm. Yeah.
There's no way, because I'm a human and you're a human. There's no way.
I think you guys are so critical in like a good way, like as comics, because like I literally went to church Sunday and you're supposed to like do the prayer before communion. And I was like, oh, I can't think of anything. And then you got me to think of that. Oh, I was looking for a compliment about the volleyball tournament my kid missed.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Melissa Nickerson, let's just review this real quick.
Yeah.
So communion is forgiveness and or getting right with the Lord. And you're saying, Justin, live on a podcast that you can think of nothing.
Yeah.
Is that what I just heard?
You know, I'm gonna DM her some reels just to be like, oh, my man.
Forgiveness.
I can't think of it.
I will
What's
say,
that like, Melissa?
I know. Yeah. My mind does
you're,
go blank.
You're Listen, as close to...
I mean, honest.
I don't... Perfect, you're as close dude. To blemish-free as it gets.
No, Lydia would be the same.
Yeah.
Lydia would be the same.
No, like, you're... Taylor, I was on the road with Tomlinson this last week, and she was like... What is like Mel, like, I know she's very practical, but like, what is like her splurge? Like if she splurges, like goes crazy. And I go, jeans. She goes, jeans? Not even like a nice coat, just jeans. It's like she's very practical. I don't think you've ever lied your whole life. Like you have a real black
honest.
And white morality to you. So you don't have a lot of character flaws.
There's no going off the tracks. Is like I might have like a double.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. The point on your birthday.
On your birthday. It's crazy. The point that you're saying there, though, I think is that it can be hard for you. You're not a great brainstormer. You're not great at just coming up with something. We have an ongoing thing on this pod where Mel kills a bit. Where I'll be like, "Hey, what do you think about this?" She's like, "I don't think about that." And you're like, "All right."
I tell Lydia all the time she's not fertile ground for jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I go, they're like these seeds. And if I tell, they're not out of the ground yet. So they're very unstable.
We got to go back and forth. We got to riff them with
somebody. If I run it by you, you're going to be like, and then it's done. It doesn't have enough roots. It doesn't have enough roots yet to withstand your wind.
Yeah, yeah, that's very funny. Yeah. Mel will just call it hacky. She's like, I think I've seen that in a bunch of memes. And you're like, all right.
I take a lot of memes in.
You do. Mel,
I take a lot of
Mel
a lot
discovered
of
memes,
memes
in the last 18 months. And she's huge on them.
She like, love a good meme.
She'd be like,
what
have you seen
I
this
say?
One with Kermit and the hood? You're like, we've all seen the Kermit hood meme. We're on to new ones.
Yeah, we've been through looking out the window. No, because it's raining and he's depressed. Yeah, that's the meme.
She's like, no, check it out. It's Goosebumps. Oh, my God. You're like, oh, what year are we now?
You know Arthur with the fist?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mel, we've seen it. Yeah.
Mel's just getting into Vine. She's huge. She's like, dude, there's this guy, Aaron Chunin. I know we've met him. Did you know he was big on Vine? I was like, it's crazy. She's like, I know Bo Burnham has these Netflix specials, but he's big on Vine.
Have you heard this guy? Yeah. Like, yeah, but we passed it. Wait, yeah. We got to talk about one thing before we end.
Okay.
Wait, are we doing an hour?
Well, give me one more thing. Yeah. We're on your schedule, okay. Buddy.
I just wanted to bring this up publicly. What is the feeling? Because I've done it the same. Is calling another comic and asking for comps for your significant other for San Diego show. Because
yes.
Lydia, my girlfriend, wanted to go see Stroop.
Yeah.
And I go, man. All right. they're like, if she was like, I'm going to, me and my girlfriend's like, love Trey Kennedy, I'd be like, well, y'all go. And I love Trey. He's my good buddy. Yeah. I go, all right. I would, there's to trust another comic enough to that he won't give you about that. I go, yeah. Any other comic, I'd go, I'll buy you the tickets under an alias. And you go up there and say, I'm not asking the other comic.
I totally get that. And I am.
How many are there on your list that you would do that for?
No. See, I don't feel that
way. No, I do it the same. You don't feel that way.
No. Well, I mean, you're also dating a girl, and I've been married for 20 years.
No, it's not about that.
No, but I'm saying the level of, like, I view it as, like, I'm on the road that weekend anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord knows I'm not missing your show. Yeah. I'm using missing as I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sad to miss it.
Your agent didn't say, well, John's in San Diego that weekend.
And I was like, oh, well, this is like a fun thing. And I receive it if you were like, hey, Lydia wants tickets to your show, I would take that as such a high compliment.
Good.
Because comics, significant others, do not like a lot of stand-up.
That's
now,
a great point. Melissa doesn't
care for your act, but her friends like it. And so she was like, oh, we can hook up some friends here.
Mel's like,
hey, the Balboa has a great selection of drafts. And
it's like, is it different? Well, yeah, but nah.
You know,
I mean,
yeah, you know, it's,
well, or how much
it's
how
more
much
conservative
would you...
than it used to be. It's way more like, Fox Newsy than it used to be.
I didn't want to hear that much from Lydia about how Stroop's show was. I want to hear a little bit.
That's funny. You wanted to come back, like, yeah, it was good. That was good. Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Because we're that same energy that who we are.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You would have no idea.
Yeah.
We were dying. I was like, oh, we're
And you're like, well, first off, you didn't know it was our, like, you know, mine. Those jokes were the first time you heard those. It's not the same thing. Yeah. I'm also beyond the point now where I know Melissa.
That's hilarious.
Melissa doesn't, like, marvel at what I do on stage.
Yeah.
Because she's way too close to it. You see the seeds come and go. You see a bit about my kid's school having a gay bully. I've been working on that joke for 7 years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
On and off, for 7 years. And so someone hearing, like, if Lydia heard that joke, she'd be like, that's an unbelievable joke.
That's unbelievable.
And Melissa's like, I've heard that joke for 7 years.
Or kind of know how it's behind the scenes.
Exactly. Like, I've seen how the sausage is made, and it took 7 years. That's a seven-year sausage.
Yeah.
So
it's like my dad, like, when he was a pastor. You're like, well, I know what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that you had a sermon series about giving, because at home last night at dinner, you said that the tithes were down.
Yeah.
I understand that was a great message, but I kind of see how this is being made.
It also affects you differently. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a family member. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said, mm-hmm. Yep. I wonder what we should have. This might be for our group chat. And me, you, and Weber.
Yeah.
What comics that if your significant other was like, can you get me comps? You'll be like,
No.
I can't do it, dude. I can't do it.
I can't. That's. I mean, I sent you. You went to Brett Goldstein, and that wasn't an easy one for me because that's like a tall, dark, and handsome actor. And now I'm like, I had that old joke though about when I asked Mel about if she's attracted to any of my friends. And the joke is like, when you're like, I'm not attracted to people based on the way they look. That joke was me asking about you to her. I was like, hey, what do you think about this guy? You know, because it was like early on in our touring, like when I was like doing like little one eye, and you're like, oh, I don't really care what people look like. And I'm like, oh, that's like a high, it's like sounds mean, but it is the highest of compliments. So that does make me feel a little bit better about sending you to a Brett Goldstein show.
Brett Goldstein, because my girlfriend asked, they went to Zach Top, is a country artist, and they were like, "Yeah, our friend." Like they were like, "We were back there." I was like, "What do you mean? Where?" I turned into like the guy from the movies.
There? Yeah,
hey, what do you mean back there?
Yeah.
They were like, "Oh, we were just in the green room." So did you like get passes, or did someone come out and get you, or like how? Yeah. I was like.
Mel said this.
Oh, what do you mean?
This is a bit in my hour right now, but Mel said this at a concert. We saw Brandi Carlile at the Greek, and Marcus Mumford walks on stage unannounced.
Oh, perfect, perfect, perfect.
And he does a song with her and then does a solo. And then she looks at me and goes,
it's like my birthday.
If I would have met, I got two great bits from this show because you were wearing the romper. And then that's when you said the P outfit. And then you go, if I would have met a musician first, I would have probably married one of those. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, are you talking about Brandy or Marcus or whoever? The drummer?
What made you have this thought? Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if we can keep going to concerts.
I know.
I think, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, we're only seeing ugly bands.
Yeah. You're going to see who? Let me look this guy up. Let me see who this guy is.
And then
is.
You're like, hey, why don't you start Googling musician divorce rates? They're not all that great of people.
Yeah. Is the musician dad in the sports mom's group text?
Exactly. Not. I'm in it with you, all right?
I'm here.
Which is funny because I'm like, this is my vanity. And in my mind, I'm like, I bet I'm that to some other mom out there.
For sure.
Where she's like, if I'd have married the funny guy, and that's why one of my favorite things is the husband that can't laugh at a show where they're just
that guy's a classic.
And they don't like how much the wife's laughing. And so I'm like,
yeah, that would be me, dude, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, so I'm that to somebody else, but Marcus Mumford is that to you and to me. Yeah. And it kind of goes full circle that you're like, none of this, you got to find happiness in something else.
It's got to be from a different source.
Not chasing these little insecurities here, you know.
There's just like the fighting on the comments. There's no end.
There's no end. And if you're if I'm looking for my happiness, for Melissa saying the right thing at the right time, that will never happen.
It's never happened yet.
But you do a million other wonderful. This would be my best advice. Go ahead. Don't think about what you want that they don't give. Think about what they do give that you're grateful for. And Amen. Because you can really take those things for granted. And sometimes you're like, I wish you would have said this right here. And then I'm like, man, this woman has made dinner for my kids every night for 17 years. Yep. You know what?
Yep.
The Marcus Mumford thing hurt my feelings.
We'll let that slide. There you go.
But we'll play Google Dolls here and let it slide.
This girl went to dinner with my parents. And where are you gonna go out and find that elsewhere?
There might have been 20 seconds where I was that to Lydia when I met Lydia's mom. I have 20 plus years of charming moms and grandmas and aunts.
This guy was on. They still ask about Dustin.
I was okay. on. I was
All right.
Amy Fielder is still asking about Dustin.
Where's that nice friend of yours?
Well, but I was a great validation for you.
Yeah.
Because –
That was I've been through... I was like, I texted you. I go, thanks for doing
that. Yeah. Because I was, they know I was in the mud with him.
Yeah, I was texting him. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm talking with John's girlfriend's family.
Yeah. And they're like,
I'll call you later.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay.
And I'm validating too, because you know how people like, you know how people have like, there's a thing right now where people, Tesla owners are putting stickers on. They're like, don't judge me.
I bought this seven years.
I'm kind of the opposite for John, that I'm like, I'm an old friend. I've been through it with him. So I know about it.
I've seen
and
the
I'm
darkness.
Here and I'm still here. Yeah. And I'm like a married man who is like, I hope I helped your relationship that day. That's the only wingmanning I can do anymore, which is to help charm a mother-in-law.
put this guy down the road a little bit.
Yeah. So, well, good stuff, man. Thanks for congrats on the special. I know it came out a bit ago, but you know, these things can take time.
See if you can, I know I'm the guest on this pod, but if you can title this one, I Can't Think of Anything, Melissa Nickerson.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
At the communion line.
Yeah. I can't
Jesus
think
is like,
of
before
anything.
You come to the table.
Yeah,
it's
prepare
like,
your heart. I'm like, my mind went blank.
Oh my.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right, man. Hey everybody, want to give a special thanks to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thank you so much for contributing to the podcast. First off is Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie Teague.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Sam Aris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Koch.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Caslon.
Nicole Carraz.
Nick Cordell.
Norman Perrin. Sorry, Norman.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Raina Camps.
Robert and Nellie Capon.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya. And Tiffany Payne. Thanks,
Thank
everybody.
You.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
E-commerce business owners know the best way to run a successful business is to keep their customers happy. You build trust with your customers one package at a time. That's why smart retailers use ShipStation. ShipStation helps you run the smoothest order fulfillment process possible and cut costs, not corners. ShipStation streamlines all your orders from everywhere you sell into one easy-to-use dashboard, prints shipping labels, manages returns, and tracks inventory. You can even automate repetitive tasks so your team makes fewer errors. Plus, they get you the lowest possible carrier rates. You'll save up to 88% off UPS, USPS, and DHL Express, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. When shoppers choose to buy your products, turn them into loyal customers with cheaper, faster, and better shipping. Go to ShipStation.com/program to sign up for your free trial. There's no credit card or contract required, and you can cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com/program.